Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We often hear, you can't judge a book by its cover. So what about judging a product by its packaging? Meng Zhu, assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins Carey Business School, explains how more enticing packaging may backfire when consumers use the product.
It's a truism of business. Packaging sells a product. But we find that the same persuasive packaging that can lead consumers to buy a product can also cause them to use less of it once they take it home, thus reducing its long-term sales. Previous studies have established a positive link between consumer choice and strong marketing cues, such as a bright smile on a toothpaste box or a dead bug on a bottle of insect repellent. However, the influence of such cues on post-purchase usage has gone uninvestigated until now. It's a topic worth examining, given that personal consumption makes up two-thirds of America's GDP. With my colleagues Darren Billiter and Jeff Inman, I wondered whether manufacturers are aware that their success in promoting a product's effectiveness might be self-defeating. We find that consumers become so convinced of the power of a boldly packaged product that they judge they can use less of it. For example, in an experiment with a teeth whitening rinse, participants were shown one of two packages, either one that depicted a smiling face with a glittering smile, or the other with no picture. While significantly more respondents said they perceived the product with a smiling face as more effective, they indicated they would use it at a rate 42% below that of the product with no picture. Altogether, the results showed the ironic effects of packaging cues that can quickly move products off store shelves but cause them to sit longer on household shelves.
That was Johns Hopkins University's Meng Zhu. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.